You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Today is Friday, August 28th. What to know today about President Trump's big pitch for a second term and why social distancing guidelines are now being questioned. Also, Japan's prime minister will step down and Walmart wants in on a TikTok deal. Plus, an update on playoff games and protests. More pilot cuts are coming and how Amazon says its new fitness band will be different than other trackers. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. At the final night of the RNC, President Trump formally accepted the Republican nomination and made his case for a second term in office. He asked Americans to look past the last months of hardship brought on by the coronavirus crisis. Then the president promised to use his second term to heal the nation, not just from a public health standpoint, but also from an economic one. The president also said the current justice system is ready to handle cases of police misconduct, and he condemned violence that's popped up alongside peaceful protests over the summer. On the other hand, Trump says the Democratic presidential nominee, Joe Biden, quote, takes his marching orders from liberal hypocrites who drive their cities into the ground. And Trump promised to bring law and order back to Democratic-run cities. In contrast, Biden told MSNBC yesterday, it's President Trump who's, quote, rooting for more violence, not less, because Trump thinks that benefits him politically. Now that both the DNC and RNC have wrapped up, don't expect the campaigning to slow down. In fact, it will be just the opposite. Joe Biden announced plans to start traveling to swing states, and the Trump campaign said the president's next trip will likely be to Texas and Louisiana to tour damage from Hurricane Laura. The first presidential debate is set for September 29th. Election day is November 3rd. Today, Black Lives Matter activists are holding their first Black National Convention. And the top priority is similar to that of the RNC and DNC, since participants will be working to adopt a political agenda. The AP says that will include calling for slavery reparations, universal basic income, environmental justice, and legislation that reimagines criminal justice reform. Also today, in a separate event, the National Action Network is holding a 2020 version of the March on Washington, 57 years after the original, when Martin Luther King Jr. gave his I Have a Dream speech. Today's speeches will be held at the same site, the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. Speakers will include the families of Black Americans shot or killed by police officers, as well as Reverend Al Sharpton and Martin Luther King III. One of the strongest hurricanes to ever hit the United States swept across Louisiana, leaving a large path of damage behind. At least six people were killed. Hurricane Laura hit land as a Category 4 storm with winds reaching 150 miles an hour. So the AP says Laura is now tied with other storms as the fifth most powerful hurricane in U.S. history. Still, it wasn't as bad as some forecasters feared, since it didn't hit highly populated areas. And since it was mostly a wind event, the flooding was not quite as bad as what Louisiana has seen in the aftermath of other storms like Katrina. So Louisiana's governor explained that without as much water damage, the homes will be able to be repaired much quicker. Also, no deaths confirmed in Texas. The Texas governor said that amounts to a miracle. Still, recovery crews are on a search and rescue mission to find people who may be trapped in their homes or under rubble. And a full damage assessment is likely to take days. As of this morning, Laura has weakened to a tropical depression. Still, the threat is not totally over. The National Weather Service says the remnants of Hurricane Laura could spawn tornadoes and cause flash flooding in parts of Arkansas and Tennessee. New research found COVID-19 might be able to travel farther than 6 feet, but only under certain conditions. Scientists at MIT and Oxford University said we should not assume that a distance of 6 feet keeps us totally safe 100% of the time, even if people are wearing face coverings. They say we should instead learn how to better assess certain situations. For example, shouting in a crowded indoor area with no masks, that's high risk. But speaking quietly in a small group of people while wearing masks, in that scenario, you can probably let your guard down. Other researchers not involved in the study say the further away, the better. Still, for now, the CDC says a general rule of thumb is to stay 6 feet apart, or about 2 arms' length, from anyone not in your household, indoors or outdoors. Of course, if that changes, we'll update you. In other coronavirus news, the Trump administration struck a deal to get 150 million COVID-19 tests from Abbott Laboratories. Politico says they're set to be deployed in nursing homes, schools, and other areas with high-risk populations. The FDA gave the test emergency authorization earlier this week. It costs only $5 and can produce results in 15 minutes without using any lab equipment. Abbott Laboratories says by October, it will be able to produce about 50 million of these tests every month. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will step down. He's reportedly resigning because of poor health. The Prime Minister, who is 65 years old, has battled a chronic disease called ulcerative colitis. He's been Japan's Prime Minister for nearly 8 years and was the country's longest-serving Prime Minister. His term was set to expire in 1 year, but now he's announced he'll be leaving early. The Deputy Prime Minister is next in line to take over, but the Washington Post reports he's not interested in the job. So it's not clear yet who Shinzo Abe's long-term replacement might be. With the future of TikTok still up in the air, another big American company says it wants in. Walmart announced it's joining Microsoft in a bid for the popular video sharing app, as in teaming up to buy it together. Microsoft and Walmart are already business partners. Microsoft runs cloud computing services that help run Walmart stores and online shopping. Now, Walmart says a deal with Microsoft and TikTok could help it expand its advertising and reach more shoppers. TikTok has a reported 100 million users in the United States. But remember, Trump has threatened to ban TikTok unless an American company takes it over in the next couple of months. At this point, it seems the most likely options for a takeover are now either Microsoft and Walmart or the software company Oracle. Either way, TikTok's newly hired CEO will not be part of it. Kevin Mayer used to be an executive at Disney, left that to join TikTok just 3 months ago, and now he's stepping down as the CEO of TikTok. The Financial Times reports Mayer decided to leave because, quote, the political environment has sharply changed. We have much more news ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor, Native. I believe in having clean, natural options for what I put on my body, especially when it's part of my daily routine. And that's why I love Native. Native deodorant uses ingredients you've actually heard of, and it still works for odor protection for both men and women. In fact, I love every scent I've tried so far. Coconut and vanilla, lavender and rose, and cucumber and mint. And I'm so excited to try more. Native also offers seasonals. Right now, you can get 4 summer scents inspired by different areas around the country, like coastal oak and amber, sweet peach and nectar, and more. You can even get some of the scents plastic-free, made from 100% paperboard, as Native works to provide sustainable packaging for all of their products by the end of 2023. So go to nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use the promo code newsworthy at checkout to get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use the code newsworthy at checkout for 20% off your first order. Now back to the news. For a second day, basketball, baseball, and hockey games were all put on hold. Teams from the NBA, MLB, and NHL all decided not to play to take a stand against police brutality. Every NBA playoff game was scrapped Wednesday and then again yesterday. They will reportedly start playing again tomorrow. As for the National Hockey League, it postponed 4 Stanley Cup playoff games. Those games have been rescheduled and will start tomorrow. And then there's Major League Baseball. It postponed 7 games yesterday, while 8 others went on as scheduled. The games that were called off were rescheduled as doubleheaders later in the season. United Airlines is preparing the biggest pilot furlough in history. Reuters reports more than 2,800 pilots will have to stop working and not get paid by the end of the year unless the airline gets help from the federal government. Airlines have asked the government for another $25 billion to cover employee payroll, but it's not clear if they'll get that or anything from Congress. Of course, fewer people are flying right now during the pandemic, and travel is not expected to pick up until at least 2021. For now, the furloughs are on track to begin in October and last through at least November 30th. Keep in mind, United is not alone in this. We told you earlier this week, American Airlines was furloughing 19,000 people, including 1,600 pilots, also starting in October. And the AP says Delta is preparing to furlough nearly 2,000 pilots as well. Amazon Fresh opened its very first grocery store in Los Angeles. As you might expect, it's super high tech. For example, the shopping carts use cameras and sensors to tally the items people put in their cart. Then, when customers are done shopping, they can instantly check out. Amazon also put Echo Show devices throughout the store to help people find things. Customers can ask things like, Alexa, where can I find the milk? Right now, the new store in Los Angeles is open by invitation only, but it'll welcome the rest of the public within the coming weeks. And to be clear, this is different than the Amazon Go convenience stores and the Amazon-owned Whole Foods. Speaking of Amazon, the company is rolling out a new wristband that can track your health. Unlike other fitness trackers, this does more than just look at things like heart rate and sleep patterns. This one creates a 3D rendering of your body that includes your body fat percentage. It also listens to the tone of your voice to track your emotional state. The new wristband is called Halo. If you request early access, you can be one of the first to buy it for $65. The price will eventually go up to $100. Eventually, users will also have to pay a monthly subscription that's about $4 after the first 6 months. And that monthly fee is not optional. Without the subscription, the wristband won't work. Of course, this type of device is likely to cause concern about privacy. Amazon says it'll be incredibly careful with user data. And that's it for the news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. And today we're talking about how a bride and groom stepped up in a huge way on their wedding day. Tyler and Melanie Tapena had to cancel their wedding reception because of COVID-19. They had already paid for their food, though, so they donated it to an Ohio shelter for homeless women and children instead. The couple even helped serve the food, still in formal wear. So about 100 kids and their mothers were given food by a couple wearing a wedding dress, tux, masks, and hairnets. And their donation will last several more days of meals at the shelter. All right, thank you so much for listening today and for sharing the show. We'll be back with our special edition Saturday episode tomorrow and then another news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great day.